第一节到第四节。
Verse 1 through 4。
我们一起来读好吗？这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live in it, may live a new life.
Yeah.我们是因着神的恩典而得救。
We are saved through God's grace. God's grace.
第一节说，我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
The first verse says, shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
在罪上死了的人，怎么可以仍在罪中活着呢？
If we had died to sin, how can we live in it any longer?
罪就是偏行己路。
Sin is following or doing our own way.
那我们以前偏行己路，没有走在神的路上，就遇不见神。
In the past, when we follow our own way and we go astray, we cannot meet God.
那现在我们回到神的面前了。
And now that we are once again back in front of God,
我们怎么可以又离开他？我是指同样一件事哈，比如说在某一件事，神已向我们显明这个是罪，我们悔改了。
Okay, so I'm talking about the same thing, like one thing. So if God has already revealed to us that it's a sin and we have repented,
那神赦免了我们。
And God has forgiven us.
我们就不要再去做这件事。
Then we shouldn't do it again and sin again.
因为我们如果在这件事上，我们就是跟他无关，跟他切断关系。
So regarding this sin, we cut off our relationship with God.
如果我们又再去把它捡回来。
If we pick up the sin again,
那我们就是又犯罪。
And
我们可以这样吗？
Then we have sin again. And can we really do that?
这样子我们可以叫恩典显多吗？
In doing so, can we make grace seem like it has increased?
所以第四节多么的重要。
So that's why verse 4 is so important to us.
我们不能再按照我们旧有生命的样式，想要借这个来讨神的喜悦。
We can no longer use our old self to please God.
我们看第四节。
So let's look at verse 4.
我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death.
那就是说跟这一切了结了。
That means that we are finished with whatever sins we had.
就是为什么？因为再来就是要叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式。
Because when we raise with Christ, every action that we do, everything that we do, reflects God.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以我们看以弗所书第四章。
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 4,
21到24节。
Verse 21 to 24.
也许再看前面几节，我看第四章的，我来读哈，第四章的十七节，十七节到，我先从十七节到十九节哈，我来读。
Okay.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，保罗这样讲，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。我们以前也是这样，对不对？那既然我们认罪悔改了，我们要跟随主了，我们就不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。他们心地昏昧。Sorry.
Okay, so let's look at chapter 4, verse 17 first. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. So because we have turned away from those sins, so we shouldn't once again commit those sins.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God.
都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
Because of the ignorance that is in them.
这个是我们以前有过的，对不对？
Okay. It's because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts, and these are the things that we all have done before.
因为我们没有被神苏醒过来，我们就是这样。
So before
自己无知，心里刚硬。
Before God has revived our hearts, that's what we are like. Our hearts we're ignorant, and our hearts are hardened.
那但是现在呢，我们既然被神苏醒了，我们好像从死里复活了，我们要过新生活。
But now that God has revived our spirit, revived our hearts, and we need to walk with God, to live a new life.
我们看第二十一节到二十四。
Let's read verses 21 to 24.
好，我们一起读。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So verse 21, surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds.And to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
这边讲得非常清楚，我们要有一个觉知。23节，将你们的心智改换一新。我们要觉知，从此我要跟随耶稣。
Here it says it very clearly that we have to make up our mind. We have to make a decision to follow Jesus.
以前没有信主之前，我们有我们旧生命的样子。
In the past, before we became Christians, we have our old selves. We're living in our old selves.
以前我们会想要照 have our own way, 想要照我们的意思去行事。
In the past, we would want to have our own way.
可是现在我们要学习，让神照他的意思来引导我们。
And now for us, it's have God's way in our lives to guide us.
这边讲到说，脱去从前行为上的旧人，好像脱去一件衣服。
Here it says, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self. It's like taking off a cloth that's old.
在哥罗西书那边说，穿上就是存着什么，那脱去就是不再跟那个有关。
In Colossians, it says that when you put on something, it means that you're living according that to it. And when you take off something, you're not having anything to do with that way of life.
24节说穿上新人。
Verse 24 says to put on the new self.
这新人是照着神的形象造的。
And create this new self is created to be like God.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
In true righteousness and holiness.
所以为什么我们要常常看耶稣？
This is why we have to look at Jesus often.
因为新人是照神的形象造的。
Because this new self is made according to God's image.
神的这个生命的形象是有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
God's image has true righteousness and holiness.
耶稣说圣经是给我做见证的。
Jesus says that the Bible is his testimony.
虽然圣经是白纸黑字写的一本书。
And even though the Bible is, black words written on white paper.
那，但是它里边所描述的。
But what it is describing in the Bible.
是神的仆人被圣灵感动写下来的。
Is what, through the revelation from, the Holy Spirit that, God's servants have written it.
所以，当圣灵按着时候高抹神的一些话的时候
So when the Holy Spirit anoint God's words in his time
那个情形就好像是神亲自用他的口说出这些话
It's the same as if God is saying these through his own mouth
我看到一些神的仆人他们是真的有那个生命的实质的神的仆人。
I've seen some God's servants, they who really live out God's way of life.
他们讲神的话的时候，也许不一定很多，或者是很又厚又重的道。
When they speak God's words, sometimes it might not be.A lot of words or a very heavy duty, sermon.
可是呢，简单的一句话讲出来，你就会觉得充满了生命。
And even if it's a very simple sentence, you can feel that it's full of life.
那个就是它的里面有生命的实质。
And that's because within that God's that particular God's servant, they have the reality.
然后他在那个时候有圣灵引导他说出及时的话语。
And at that time, he's being led by the Holy Spirit to say it.
这种话就是人家讲的 rhema.
And this is what other people call the rhema.
这种话就是。出于神的话，句句带着能力。
These kind of words are from God, and every sentence has power.
很多时候，这种简单的话对别人就造成一个很大的影响。
And even though, and sometimes these kind of simple words, simple sentences, can bring about a great transformation in other people's lives.
一句话说你要信靠神的慈爱这么简单的话。
One was a phrase that says you have to trust God's love.
那这个不难了解对不对
It's not very hard to understand.
可是说的是时候 就造就了我，就把我引到追随主的路上。
But when it is said in the right timing, it will build someone, it will build me up, and it will lead me onto God's path.
所以我们要留意圣经上怎么描述耶稣怎么生活。
So you want to pay attention to how the Bible describes how Jesus lives on earth.
耶稣他不是照自己的意思。
Jesus doesn't follow his own way.
他常常在仰望天父。
And he's constantly waiting upon the Lord and seeking the Lord.
他常常按着神的法则在行事。
And he oftentimes, he always does things according to God's will, according to God's law.
他不是我喜欢或我不喜欢。
He wasn't like he liked it or he didn't like it.
好，这这个是新约时代我们从耶稣身上可以看到的。
And this is from the New Testament, of what we can see from Jesus.
我们从福音书可以认识到耶稣他整个人格。
And from the Gospels, we can understand Jesus' characters.
所以我们要 looking unto Jesus.
That's
常常仰望耶稣。
And that's why we need to look unto him.
希伯来书第三章第三节说，我们要常常思想耶稣。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 3 says we need to constantly think about God.
因为我们内在的新生命是照着耶稣的形象来成长的。
Because our inner life is grown according to God's image.
那我旧约呢？旧约有一个旧约有一个人物哈。就是大卫，因为神说他是凡事都要寻求他的旨意。
In the Old Testament, there's a character, David, and God says that David followed his will or sought out his guidance in everything he did.
我们来看诗篇十七篇。
Let's go to Psalm 17.
一到八节
verses 1-8.
他跟我们一样，是一个生来就有罪性的人，可是他在地上活的叫神称赞他是凡事要遵他旨意而行的人。
He's just like us, merely a human, but in this chapter, he lived out a life that God is that pleases God.
如果我们说哦，我们要效法耶稣，你说哦，耶稣是神儿人的一个人，我们望尘莫及啊。
Okay, if you think that following Christ, doing like Christ did, if you think that it's too difficult because he was fully man but also fully God.
啊，但是这位大卫，他生来就是在罪孽，他是在罪孽中生的。
Then we can look at the life of David, and David said that he was born into sin.
所以他可以蒙神怜悯，我们也可以蒙神怜悯。
So if he can receive God's grace and God's mercy, so we can as well.
我们从第一节到第八节，我们一起来读哈。
Verse 1-8.
耶和华，求你听闻公义，侧耳听我的呼吁，求你留心听我这不出于诡诈嘴唇的祈祷。愿我的盼语从你面前发出，愿你的眼睛观看公正。你已经试验我的心，你在夜间检查我，你熬炼我，却找不着什么。我立志叫我口中没有过失。论到人的行为，我借着你嘴唇的言语，自己谨守，不行强暴人的道路。我的脚踏定了你的路径，我的两脚未曾滑跌。神啊，我曾求告你， 因为你必应允我，求你向我侧耳听我的言语，求你显出你奇妙的慈爱来。你是那用右手拯救投靠你的，脱离起来攻击他们的人。求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳人，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。
Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. This is chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. May my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent. My steps have held to your paths, my feet have not slipped. I call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. Show the wonder of your great love, you who save by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings, from the wicked who assail me, from my mortal enemies who surround me.
好，那听到这边哈，我们看到从这边我们看到大卫立志，还有他常常怎么样祷告。所以如果我们
okay, so you see that here David he is determined through prayer. You said
yeah. Sorry. 你看第一节他祷告。
First verse when he prays,
他祷告呢？他祷告是不出于诡诈嘴唇的祷告。
His prayers is not from deceitful lips.
他是真诚的祷告，真心诚实的祷告。
His prayer is from the heart and honest.
还有呢，第六、第七、第八节，他更深的祷告。第六、第七、第八节。
And verses 6 through 8, when he's praying more deeply from the heart.
好，他在各种情况都来祷告，所以 okay.
In every kind of situation, he can pray.
圣经讲不住的祷告。
In the Bible, it says praying ceaselessly.
我们如果要一直活在新造的这个情况里，我们需要不住的祷告。
If we want to live in the new self, we have to pray ceaselessly.
所以有人说祷告就像呼吸。
So some people say that praying is like breathing.
呼出我们里边的不好的。
To breathe out whatever that's from within us that's not good.
吸入神所喜欢的。
And breathing what's pleasing to God.
就是常常这样呼吸，呼出301首，对不对？哈，颂赞诗篇301首，就是一个呼吸。我们没有呼吸，我们就死掉了，对不对？
If we do not breathe, we're gonna die.
所以我们的新造的生命如果能够继续活着，我们需要继续不住的这样跟神心灵相交。
And if we want our new self, in Christ to continue to live on, we have to pray.
你看，他就是这样祷告。好，那他是内里诚实的向神求告。他说：“你要留心听我的话。”
He's pleading God. He's praying to God, and he says, "You need." To, he says to God, "You need to listen to my prayers."
他不仅心里向神默祷，他开口发出声音，神啊，你要听一听我向你发出的声音。
Okay, he's not just praying in his heart, but he's also shouting out to the Lord and says, Lord, you need to listen to the voice, my pleas.
你看他十七章，十七章他第二节。他说：“愿我的盼语从你面前发出。”
Verse 2 says, "May my vindication come from you."
愿你的眼睛观看公正。
May your eyes see what is right.
他体会到神是公义的，是公平公义的。他也愿他的心是这样子的，所以他不怕神来看。
So when he has experienced that God is righteous, he wants his heart to be righteous like God. So he's not afraid to have God to examine him.
因为他知道人向着神是没有什么可以隐藏的, 对不对?
And he knows that as humans, there's nothing we can hide from God.
诗篇139篇, 他很清楚, 对不对?
And in Psalm 139, he's very clear that there's nothing he can hide.
第三节, 你看, 他说, 你已经试验我的心, 你熬炼我, 你找不着什么?
Okay, in verse 3, he says, you have probed my heart and examined me. And he says that though you test me, you will find nothing.
因为他的心向着神是这么的坦荡, 这么的光明,
because his heart is so open toward the Lord, and it's very bright with the Lord's.
我不是说他就是 就是完全怎么样, 是至少在那个时候, 他是, 他是没有亏, 无亏的良心, 好, 清洁的心在神的面前, 我们每个时候都可以这样子。
And I'm not saying that he's perfect, but that at that moment, his heart, his conscience is cleared, and that he doesn't have any sins, he didn't cap any sins within himself.
那心里是这样, 他说, 我的口中, 我立志, 我的口中没有过失。
In his heart, he's like that, and he says that he has resolved to make sure that there's no mistakes in his mouth.
真的, 如果我们的心是在神面前看是合宜的, 也许我们比较容易发出合宜的话来。
And if our heart is really pleasing in front of the Lord, the words that we speak through our mouth will also be pleasing and to Him, and won't have words that are sinful.
Yeah. 那你看，他说，就是心口都要蒙神悦纳。第四节，他说我们人的行为，他说论到人的行为。
So our hearts, our mouth need to be pleasing to the Lord. And in verse 4, it talks about the deeds of man, actions of man.
他说, 我借着你嘴唇的言语, 自己谨守。
It says that by the word of your lips, I have kept myself.
第五节说, 我的脚踏定你的路径。
And verse 5 says, my steps have held to your path.
你看出这一个人就是一个觉知, 要来讨神喜悦。
You can see that this person, David, he has determined to be pleasing to the Lord.
我觉得如果我们是愿意这样子, 神一定会保守我们。
I know that if we are determined to keep our heart, our mouths, and our actions according to God's way, God will surely keep us safe.
第八节，他甚至这样祷告，求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳人。And
verse 8 it says, in his prayer, keep me as the apple of your eye.
将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。Hide
me in the shadow of your wings.
我们被隐藏在神的翅膀荫下，被他荫庇。
When we are hiding in the shadow of God's wings, He's over us, covering us.
他不仅外来的这个危险，他可以把我们排除。
He not only can, keep us from the danger of the physical world.
我们的生命在他的荫庇之下，也会实在的成长。
Life, our inner life, under his cover, will also grow spiritually.
所以从大卫的里面，我们看到他明白神的启示，因为他跟神是这样的关系，所以他明白神的启示。
And because through David's life, We know that because he was so close to the Lord, he's able to understand God's revelation.
你看，他晓得要赞美。
And he knows that it's important to praise the Lord.
他晓得神喜悦的是一个因着罪而痛悔忧伤、渴望回转的心。
And he knows that God wants a heart that's a broken and contrite heart. Because of sin, he would repent.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，好不好？我们彼此勉励。我们将我们的心智改换一新。
Okay, dear brothers and sisters, let's encourage one another and really renew our heart completely from the inside out.
我们立志要来走神要我们走的路。
We are determined to walk the path that God wants us to walk.
你知道，像这个大卫王。他贵为一个君王，神那么祝福他，他没有满足于今生的祝福。
So King David, when God has blessed him so abundantly, he wasn't satisfied with the worldly earthly blessings.
因为他被神，他的心被神保守。
Because his heart was protected from by God.
你看十四节他怎么说？耶和华，求你用手救我，脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。
Verse 14 says, O Lord, by your hand, save me from such men, from men of this world, whose reward is in this life.
他明白什么叫做永恒的福。
And he understands what it means to have eternal blessing.
你看那么重要的，好多诗篇里边那么重要的话。十六篇，哈、啊、
，and in many psalms, all these words, Psalm 16,
二十五篇
，Psalm 25,
一百一十篇
，110,
三十四篇，三十四篇，三十七篇，那么多生命宝贵的真理从这个人的口中发出。
Psalm 34 and Psalm 37, so many precious rules of life are from the lips of David.
因为他跟随神，神就把约，好，神说敬畏他的人，神要把那个 secret， 就是神生命的那个约，那个奥秘的启示告诉他。
Because God says that those who seek Him, He will reveal to them the secret, the covenant with those who seek him.
你看，大卫是西元前一千年前的人。
So David was a thousand years before Christ.
当大家都在行礼如仪，犹太人都一年一年在守那些那个规条的时候
，When all the Jews were still following the laws, the religious laws of atonement and making sacrifices.
可是大卫他得启示说，祭物跟礼物不是你喜悦的。
But David had the revelation from God that gifts and offerings is not what you please. Is not what you're pleased with.
他得了一个开启，不是这些规，不是这些行礼如仪的这些东西。神要的是一个人向着神的一个回转。
And he has this revelation that it's not by the rituals of atonement and making sacrifices that pleases God. And what pleases God is a repentant heart.
他不是在一个宗教的里面。
And he wasn't in a religious feeling.
他活在一个生命的真理里
，and he was living in the reality of the new life.
所以你看他，当他犯罪，他那个孩子，神让他死掉，他求神能够救这个孩子。
So when he had sinned and he was praying, pleading with God to save the child,
当别的臣子都安慰他、鼓励他吃东西，他不吃。
When all the officials ask him to eat, he wouldn't eat.
当这个孩子死了以后
，But when the child died,
别人说：“哇，孩子还活着，他都不吃，死了那他不是更悲伤吗？”
And all the other people were saying, so even when the child was alive, he wouldn't eat anything. Now that the child has died, wouldn't he be even sadder, more depressed?
可是他却起来吃东西了，高高兴兴的，因为他知道神说 no， 没有救这个孩子，他就接受神的旨意了。
But instead, he got up and he cleaned himself and he was in a better mood because he knew, because God had told him no, and he knew that it was God's will.
神给我们的回答有时候是说 no.
Sometimes God's answer to us is no.
神不是说没有听我们的祷告，他听了，可是因为我们的眼界很浅，我们所要的，神说这个对你不是最好的。No.
And so sometimes God has heard our prayers, but when He says no, it's because He knows what's better for us. For us, sometimes our vision is very limited.
所以大卫就接受。
So God, so David accepted it.
他的心就随着神的心意来转。
So his heart is following God's way.
神要我们的生命是随着神的心意来转。
And God wants our hearts to be able to be maneuvered by God.
所以我们需要跟神很亲密，才能领受到他的心意。
So we really need to be really close to God's heart so that we can hear His will, hear His guidance.
Yeah. 所以你看，启示录怎么讲？羔羊的灵往哪里去？这些圣洁的人就跟着他去。
In Revelation, it says that wherever the spirit of the Lamb goes, the holy people follows.
所以我们现在知道，我们的心怎么存心，我们的口怎么说话。
Now we know that the way our heart, the way our heart is, the way our the way we speak from our, with our mouth.
我们的行为举止是怎么样来发出我们的动作。
And our actions and how our actions reveal the life from within us.
Yeah. 那弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励。
Okay.
我们彼此勉励。
So brothers and sisters, let us encourage each other.
所以圣经里面有很多实际生活的教导。
In the Bible, there are many practical teachings.
这个不是规条。
And they are not just laws and regulations.
比如说，我要常常称颂你，赞美你的话必常在我口中。
For example, the verse that describes that we need to praise the Lord always, and that words of praises should never leave my mouth.
那是那些跟神很亲密的人，他们真的体会到神的心意。神喜欢我们这样存心，喜欢我们这样说话。
And those are from the people who are very close to God, and when they have experienced God as a God who is pleased with our praises.
那当他们这样做的时候，那个圣灵就把神的同在更丰富的带下来。
And when they do that, the Holy Spirit will bring down God's blessings and rewards more abundantly.
所以有一些他们得到神很丰富的人，他们用他们的一生历练神所领受的属灵的产业，也我们也是可以分享的。
And so sometimes, there are many godly people who have experienced God, and from their experiences, we can learn from them.
不是说要新酒新油，所以旧的我们都不要了。
It's not that just because we want new wine, new oil, we don't want anything that's any experience any experiences from the past.
这一本圣经是最古老的书啊，三千多年前就有了，旧约。
The Bible is the most ancient book, and it's been there for over 3,000 years.
可是神的真理是永远不改变，历久弥新的。
But God's laws do not change. They are the same throughout the ages.
出于神的就永远有果效。
Through whatever that comes from God will always be effective.
也许下个礼拜弟兄姊妹想一想，在你跟随神的过程中，什么样的东西神启示你，你照着去跟随，你就得了恩福。我们大家来集思广益。
Okay.
我们当中有很多人被神生命被神改变了。
Maybe next week, we can all share about God's testimonies in our lives. If God has told you something and you follow Him, and God has blessed you, maybe we can share that next week.
昨天我们查经的时候，哇，我们一直到将近十一点。还舍不得回家。
Yesterday when we were in our Bible study, we were there until almost 11 o'clock.
我们大家好愉快。
And we didn't want to go home because we were so happy.
因为生命生活很实际的事。
Because it's a new life, living in the new life, and it's practical.
我们下个礼拜好不好？我们来、okay. 来，大家，你这个礼拜你仰望主，主，我信你以后，这个我脱去旧人的行为，我穿上新人，哪些点你祝福了我？是不是跟祷告有关？是不是跟我注意我里面，让神的心思成为我的心思？
Okay, so this week reflect back on your experience, your journey, in knowing, coming to know Christ and walking with Christ, From God's blessings, was it because of what is it, prayers? Okay. Or is it because of praising the Lord?
Yeah. 很多哈。那我已经跟你们讲过，我认识一些姐妹，就是一个凡事谢恩。好。那有人说常常喜乐，这个都是圣经的话。他们把它活出来了，就进入这个祝福了。
And so in the past, I've shared with you some testimonies of a sister who took God's word of be thankful in all circumstances, and she took this promise and she believed it, and she prayed through it, and she was able to experience the blessings from it.
我今天就交通到这里。
Okay.
Okay.